As you know, Perry Mason is making an all-out effort to learn the identity of a key figure in the auto theft syndicate. The key figure Mason is actually pursuing is named Gus Jansen. And at this moment, Gus Jansen is in danger. Because in the office of the syndicate's nightclub, Gus looks down at Gordy Weber, sees the razor-sharp knife Gordy balances in his hand, hears,
"Gus, you've been asking for this. Now you're going to get it."
"You're scaring me."
"I'm going to put my mark on you, Gus."
"Have a cigarette, Gordy?"
"No, but you enjoy that one because it's the last one you'll smoke for a long, long time."
"Gordy, I taught you how to use a shiv. I'm not going to hold still while you carve your initials in my eye. I'm going to show you a trick of
it." "My eye! You flipped the cigarette in my eye!"
"How's your jaw, kid?" "You little jerk, I ought to give you the boots. Answer the phone, Gordy." "Oh, he's out cold." "Hello?"
"August. Is that your voice, August?"
"Yeah, it's me, JT. Say, it's great to hear your voice. When do I see you?"
"Why, I'm planning to come over now. Is Gordy there?"
"He's out for a second, JT. Shall I have him phone you?"
"Oh, no. I'll be there in 2 minutes."
"2 minutes?"
"I'm in the big storage garage in the block behind the nightclub. There's a private passage. Didn't Gordy tell you?"
"Well, we didn't get around to that, JT. We've been cutting up old touches. Oh, which reminds me, I saw an old friend of yours in New Orleans."
"Lucy. Did you run across Lucy?"
"I made a point of seeing her, JT. She says, well, I'll give you her message when I see you, JT."
"I'll be there in a moment, August."
"Yes, sir." "Come on, Gordy. Wake up. JT's on his way over. Wake up, you little jerk. Forget your eye. JT's on his way over."
"JT's coming?"
"He just phoned. Comb your hair."
"You tell JT we had a fight?"
No. And I'm not going to tell him."
"Why?"
"Why tell him? What's there to tell? A couple of old friends had an argument, that's all. Why get JT down on us?"
"Us?
Well, this is on the level, Gordy. I don't want him to know we had a little argument. Listen, Gordy. Listen. I understand the setup now. You give the orders, I do what you say. Okay, that's the way it is. Let's keep it like that. And let's keep this little argument under our hats."
"I must be getting soft-headed. Okay.
Thanks, Gordy. We meet J.T. out front?"
"No, J.T. don't want to show here. He'll come straight to this office through the private passage."
"Oh.
Yeah, watch those shelves in the corner."
"Hey, they're moving."
"Yeah, here he is." "Morning, J.T. You already spoke to Gus over the phone, so you and me can get right on his delivery figures here."
"Hello, August."
"J.T. J.T., you're looking great. Just great."
"Like the setup?"
"Yeah. This is my second time out. I got in late yesterday afternoon. I tried to see you yesterday."
"Well, why didn't you?"
"Well, Gordy said you were all tied up."
"Oh,
well, it doesn't matter since we finally got together. Gordy was telling me some of the operations he's lined up. I've got to hand it to this boy."
"Now, wait a minute, Gus. They weren't my ideas. J.T. has the ideas. I just worked here."
"But you said..." "Well, I was so glad to get back, maybe I didn't listen good. I mean it, J.T. Thanks for bringing me back."
"If I have to send you away again, you won't come back, Gus."
"You won't have to. You've done too much for me. I owe you too much, J.T. Sending me away so I could get back on my feet, that's the best thing that ever happened to me. I haven't had a drink, not even one, in 3 months and 6 days. I never felt better in my life. And I owe it all to you, J.T.
"You're satisfied to come back and take orders from Gordy?"
"I'm so glad to be back. I wouldn't even break down when Gordy offered me a drink."
"Huh? He offered you a drink, huh?"
"Well, just for old time's sake, J.T., Gordy here doesn't want to see me hit the bottle again. Anyhow, I turned him down. I'm back to stay, J.T. Oh, by the way, J.T., I've got something in the car for you. I'll see you guys in a minute."
"He has a great deal of ability, Gordy."
"Yeah.
What is it?"
"Well, I hate to tell you this, J.T., but we'll have to send him away again."
"We will?"
"Yeah. Yeah, I don't like telling you this behind Gus's back, but I don't want to hurt him any more than I have to. He's a likable guy, but it's the same old thing, J.T.
Liquor?"
"Uh-huh, and dames. Kate Beekman.
Tell me.
Well, she reported for work this morning. See, Gus happened to see her and... Well, I asked him to keep away from her, but he wouldn't listen. He even clipped me.
What?
Yeah, sucked me right in the jaw. Now, believe me, I hate to tell you this, J.P., but I gotta be fair to you. The only reason I'm letting you know is to be fair to you. You can't trust him, especially when he starts belting the bottle.
He isn't drinking now.
Not yet, no, but I know Gus, J.T. He held out, didn't you hear him say, for 3 months and 6 days? Sure, he counted every second, and sooner or later his foot will slip. I'm only thinking about the good of the organization. I want you to understand that, J.T. I wish it wasn't me who had to tell you. I know how you feel about him. I like the guy, too.
He's a likable chap, as you said.
Except when he hits the bottle. I don't have to tell you. You can't trust him when he's drinking. And I know him, J.T. He's itching for the bottle. And when a guy starts itching like that, there's only one way he can scratch. Look, J.T., I'm awful sorry I had to tell you. I especially hate doing it behind Gus's back, but this way's easier for him.
How?
Well, because now you know how he is, you can ease him out without hurting him. Or if you have to get him all the way out. I say, if you have to. The boys can take care of him, and poor old Gus won't even know what hit him.
You think I should take him all the way out?
Well, you can't trust him. And a guy who knows as much as he does could be dangerous. But it's your decision, J.T.
Yeah.
Here he is.
I, interrupting?
We haven't finished yet.
Well, if you're at a stopping place, I brought this to J.T.
What is it?
Pralines. Huh? Special pralines from New Orleans. Here you are, J.T. I saw Lucy to get them for you. Oh, but, J.T., before you eat them, I'd better tell you something. I want to do it now in front of Gordy.
Huh?
Gordy's a real pal, and I won't talk behind a pal's back, especially a guy in the organization.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, even old friends can have a falling out, and Gordy here is as hot-headed as a bantam rooster. That red-headed kid who works here, that Miss Beekman, I met her this morning, and, well, look, Gordy, all you had to do was tell me you staked a claim.
Well, just a minute.
Honest, J.T., I only said I'd like to get acquainted, and boom, Gordy flew off the handle.
I flew off the handle?
Well, only in self-defense, kid. Here's your shiv. I had to take the knife away before he cut my necktie off. He's a bantam rooster, sure enough. Well, you haven't tried the pralines.
Oh, wait a minute. Look, Gus.
It's okay, Gordy. I take the full blame. The girl's nothing to me. Now I know how you feel about her. I'll keep away from her and no hard feelings. Okay?
Listen, J.T., I...
Take the knife off the desk, Gordon.
You know what really happened, J.T., what...
You boys keep me young.
Listen, boss, I didn't try to stop him because I got a personal interest in a girl.
I know, Gordy.
Huh?
I know more than you think.
There's nothing to laugh about, J.T.
Yes, it is. I understand you boys.
Well, then you know we can't work together.
Oh, yes, indeed you can, my boy. A keen rivalry brings out the very best in men. Yeah, and something else. The girl is not the real bone of contention between you. And even if she were, you leave the girl alone. I have a use for her, you understand? She was brought here for my purpose.
I tried to tell
her. Wait a minute. You don't mean you like her looks, J.T. She's not your type.
That is correct, August. I have no romantic interest. But later. Huh. Well, never mind. Now, I warn you, boys, there'll be no more of this. You'll get along because you have a job to do. At least you'll get along until one of your breaks. Now, August, tell me about Lucy.
Well, as you just heard, August Jansen, the man Perry Mason seeks, is smooth, clever, and so is Gordy Weber. And since Kate Beekman is trapped in the conflict between Gus and Gordy and J.T., there's urgent reason for Perry Mason to speed his search. By all means, hear tomorrow's important development.